This is Awesome News Daily. I'm David Beach. Awesome News Daily. Can't be more obvious than that. Well, stories like this. I'm in a lot of groups on Facebook, and every once in a while, I'll come across a post and think, I really should share this one. This is one of those posts, and it's credited to Celeste Yvonne, and the subject is to the mom at the school drop-off this morning. And here it is. Today I walked my son to his kindergarten class. It was cold, and we were huddled together like sardines as we stood outside the door waiting for the bell to ring. I saw you with your little boy just a few feet from us, and I looked down when I realized you were looking at us. I hope you didn't know who we were. I hoped you didn't know my son was that kid, the one who's not transitioning well in this school year. I know what the kids say about my son. They go home and tell their parents my kid is bad. Sometimes he pushes and hits. Sometimes he's defiant and refuses to sit down, be quiet, or stay in line. I know because the kids tell him what they think of him on the playground. Mark said I'm bad today, or Aiden's dad said I can't play with him anymore, and my heart hurts because I know he's struggling in school. And we're working every angle, in school with a specialist, at home, through classes, books, and resources. Today, you looked at me, then at my son. You must be Kay, you said to my son, and I looked up and smiled sheepishly. It was an apologetic smile, almost an I'm sorry you know his name smile, because that means you've heard the stories. I said to you, yeah, this is him. I whispered when my son stepped away that we're aware he's causing some trouble and we're working on it, that we take his behavior very seriously. And then you did something I never expected. I don't know if I was waiting for you to tell me what you heard Kay did to your son or just tell me off, but instead, you told me about your older son who struggled with similar problems at this age. You told me that he's now in high school and he's a straight-A student. Instead of tearing me down, you lifted me up. You gave me hope. You handed me an olive branch so I know that I do have an ally during school drop-off, an ally I never expected. You didn't have to make that connection. You could have ignored us or pretended not to know us, or yes, you could have told me what you think of my son. You would not be the first. But you didn't. You showed me grace and kindness, and you uplifted me more than I could possibly describe in words. I told you I would love to learn about the steps you took with your older son. I would love suggestions and guidance, and that I would call you. And you know what? I will call you, even if no suggestions or guidance is ever exchanged. I will call you because you are a friend I want to have. You are a good person. And that's why I had to share that post, because that post is exactly what this podcast is about. I lost track of how many times I had to re-record because it just caught me off guard. Granted, I get choked up over Budweiser commercials with the dog and the horse. But still, it's those little things that can change somebody's life. Those little things that we can do that are simple gestures that can mean so much. That's awesome news. Go find a way to make someone's day.